From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed dozens of people. Happened Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib in northwestern Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying most of those killed were fighters in the Army of Conquest. It's a rebel group fighting forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But rescue workers reported that six strikes also hit a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings, and a residential area. More than 150 people were wounded in those attacks. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike near Syria's capital has killed Samir Kantar, one of the leaders who was imprisoned 3 decades for killing 3 Israelis. Kantar was one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who had gone to Syria to fight alongside forces loyal to President Assad since the civil war began there in 2011. University of South Carolina scholar Joseph Ulmer tells VOA both Hezbollah and Syria had recently developed issues with Kantar.
According to press reports in the Arabic press in the last 24 hours, but also before, he became a nuisance to both the Hezbollah and the Syrians because he was so eager to create troubles along the border between Israel and Syria and the Golanites in a way that could have compromised the higher interest of both Hezbollah and the Syrians.
Israel welcomed Kantar's death but did not claim responsibility for it. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in the laboratory. Air France officials saying the device did not present any danger to passengers. The Boeing 777 was headed from Paris, from Mauritius. 459 passengers evacuated safely. This is VOA News.